T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. Casey Kyle already checked in. Jake from Las Vegas checked in. Detroit, we haven't heard from you, so please text us, 913-586-7965. No, I just want to make sure we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be
good. I
don't
know what happens there. Are we? Julia, can you hear us? Are we? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. I think no one's running in yelling.
Okay,
that's
good.
Usually
but
what
would they notice?
Right, I don't think they would.
Would the people in the building work there notice if
yeah,
we were? They
yeah,
would.
Yeah. Because okay. Anytime that happens, they'd like stand outside my window and do a lot of this.
Okay,
that's true. The engineer that thought you were dead for 20 years. I feel like
he
sometimes alerts Julia to
heard by listening.
Yeah.
He probably was so worried yesterday when we opened up without you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought I died again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, imagine that. He thought you were dead for 25 years or something like that.
That's
makes
so
me
scary.
Hear your voice one day.
Makes me think how many people think I'm dead. From all the cities I've done radio where they're just like, oh, that guy probably died.
But isn't it nice to know that you were remembered, even if it was just by one person? Like, cause
and that your
think,
voice haunted somebody that they had to Google?
Right. I mean, if I've been dead for 25 years, I wouldn't expect that there's anyone out there thinking of me, remembering me, or hearing a voice and going, is that him? There's no way. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Of course, you could ask him for rides and stuff.
Congrats on the not death.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, you were remembered by him.
If you didn't hear the story, when we first went on the air in Detroit, I worked in Detroit for a ton of time and grew up there. And I worked at a station. It's in the same building where Julie worked. I got actually escorted out by security guards from that exact same building when they let me go. But, I used to like to, have a little sip of the hot stuff when I worked there.
It's so hard for me to envision.
Sometimes I needed a ride home. And apparently a guy who still works there gave me a ride home every once in a while. And he heard my voice and was like, is that him?
He's
and
alive.
Julie was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, I thought he died.
And he didn't say why he thought you died. I think he just assumed.
No, I asked.
Oh, you
and
did?
And he goes,
right. You know, when you're getting kicked out of work
and
for
I
the things
like
he's getting kicked
a
out.
Lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
you know, you live hard.
Yeah.
He's like,
you die young.
It's basically him saying, well, he's him.
Yeah, right. Of
right.
course.
So. Yeah. Like, I witnessed it.
Well,
I
look
saw.
At that. To me, it's all like when you hear my voice. If you're like, remember the band Yellow Card?
Yeah,
they listened to me.
Like
when,
Yellow Card.
They listened
like.
To me when they were kids.
Oh, that's a true story too. Yeah,
and then they came and did a show for us, and they were like,
"Wait a second, Laszlo?
Like, dude, did we listen to you when we were in?
It took
high
a while.
School?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, we thought you died.
Yep.
They
so it's like
that
me.
They
I'm like,
thought you died.
Surprise.
Yeah, we did like a birthday party
oh
for Laszlo. This
you
was
were
a long time ago.
To Yellow Card. This went a different way.
Well, no. We could do that too. I'm sure there's a way to compare them to Yellow Card.
Are they from Kansas City?
No.
They're from Jacksonville.
Florida, which
I've traveled, man, like Johnny Cash.
Oh, right.
Because when the Navy
That's
said,
funny.
you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah,
to Lorenzo,
right.
They were in Florida. So that he was like, well, I guess I'll set up shop here. Because didn't you only have like a couple hundred bucks?
Well, no. I mean, the full story is I was driving home back to Detroit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I was in my car. I was on my way back. And I think I had like my severance pay or whatever they give you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They gave you your retirement.
$1,800 or something. And I was like, well, what am I going to do when I go back? I'm going to go to Schoolcraft College, hang out with. I'm just going to, like, everything I did for the last 4 years, I didn't need to have done because I'm just going to go back. And so. I said, well, what if you could do anything? What would you do? And I was like, well, I like to tin bar at the beach. That in my head, as I'm driving back, that's what happened. And I was like, well, why are you leaving the beach?
So
I just turned around and got a room.
You turned around, and that was Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I turned around and got a room and became a bartender.
And that's where they listened to you. I mean, it had to have been.
So anyways, I turned around and got a room, became a bartender, met a girl there. Ended up dating her for like 6 years.
Oh, this is what's her name?
Jody.
Okay.
She dated her for a long time. She was a waitress. She was a pretty good waitress, but you know,
a cocktail bar?
I don't think I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. But she said she was going to college to be a teacher and all these things, so she enrolled me in class.
In class?
For broadcasting.
That happened in Florida?
Yes.
I still can't keep
it. So she said,
straight.
You should go. You've always wanted to do this. You've always wanted to be on the radio. You should do this. I said, well, you just can't do that. I don't know how you do that. So I was just tending bar and hanging out. And then so she enrolled me in some broadcast classes. I went to like, I don't know, maybe 10 classes. And the guy who worked there was like, yeah, you don't need to go to this class. I'll just get you a job, man.
This is
and
that.
And then he got me a job.
Place.
And that
okay.
was it.
So
and here I am.
Is that why? So then when you go back to Detroit eventually, whenever that was, years later,
yeah.
and you teach at Specs Howard,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Isn't that the name of it?
Yeah. So I work in radio in Jacksonville for, I don't know, 10 years, something like that. And then I go to Toledo. And then I go to Key West. And then I go to Detroit to work in radio. And then I get escorted out of the building and go to work at Specs Howard.
Oh, so that so Specs
and then
Howard
I leave Specs
to
Howard,
out.
Come to Kansas City, and then in Kansas City, I leave Kansas City, and I go to Seattle, and then from Seattle, I come back, and now it's Las Vegas, Detroit, and Kansas City. That's my entire story. There you go.
So where did
and
you?
I've left people who thought I was dead in every one of those cities.
I know you're tired of answering this because I've asked so many times. But where did you hit? Who? You hit the guy with the
Key
phone.
Key West, I hit him.
Okay, so that's Key West.
Yeah, I hit him with the phone.
So that's after your girlfriend got you into broadcast
classes. Oh, yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
Okay, and so then you hit a guy in the head
with
in
the phone,
Key West.
Yeah.
And how did you get down to Key West? Was she still with you? Did you guys say, let's go down here?
No, so I left. She broke up with me. I got fired. My entire life was just a shambles. I'd been, you can only live so long with so much drugs and booze and... Just things get south, right? Like it gets hazy. And so you just got to. So I just left and I went back to Detroit and I was back in Detroit. And then I was there and somebody called me and said, hey, there's a job in Key West. Do you want it? And I was like, yeah. So I just drove back to Florida and took the job in Key West.
That's pretty awesome. How long did that last before you hit the guy
couple
with the
years,
phone?
A couple years. Then I hit the guy with the phone and got arrested. Spent time in jail there.
Wait, hold on. You got arrested because you hit the guy with the phone?
No.
Okay.
But,
See how this is hard to keep straight, Julia?
Same place.
I've known him a long time. It's hard to keep straight.
But I got arrested in Key West,
and then
I hit the guy with the phone. These are all in the same time zone.
Key West is where you get arrested finally and end up going to jail for a while?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's where you
And that's also where I left. So part of the why I got in trouble was that the hurricane was coming, and they evacuated Key West, and I was on supposedly going to court. For assault and all these other things. And they're telling people to leave the island. But they say if you have a court date or you're on probation or parole to check in at the jail. Okay. And they're saying it on the radio and TV. And I'm like,
that's
I ain't doing that.
Thing
I'm
ever.
Like, they're going to have.
Just check in here first before you head home.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't. That sounds like a horrible idea. And I was like, well, how are they going to know? If I'm driving such a line of cars, but I know there's cops, they're keeping
they're
traffic.
Yeah, checking everybody.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Right.
But you're
could
like,
be you.
I could say, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear about it. I just figured I'd come back. So I just got in that long line and drove.
And went back to Michigan? And
that, well, I went to Fort Myers.
Okay.
I lived with a girl there for a little bit.
Fort Myers.
Yeah, I kicked that around. thought about staying there and working at a 7-Eleven, but I didn't.
Okay, wait a second.
She worked for the lottery.
Are you talking about the 7-Eleven on the beach?
Yeah,
I know that 7-Eleven.
Yeah, right across from that hotel.
I could totally see Lazo working there. Going in there to get some sunscreen, and Lazo's like, yo.
Yeah, being wanted from the cops. Like, it was like the perfect spot. She lived like 4 blocks down from there.
Yeah.
It's like I can walk, no one will ever find me.
Yeah.
But, you know, then after a while, I probably did that for like 4 or 5 months, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to Detroit. So then I went back to Detroit. Worked for a while as a beer and wine salesman.
Oh, that's what you did first when you got back was the beer and wine sales?
And then, I got arrested. Yeah, long story short, yeah, I had to go back.
I think I've got it all straight now.
Right.
Navy as a child, literally just as a kid, joined the Navy. They say, hey, this is an easy thing to do.
Sir, yes, sir.
Right.
You're going to war. Sir, yes, sir.
And you're sleeping in a drawer.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir.
And then they say, we're going to war, like a month after you sign up. And you're like, okay. Which, how does that work, too, if you're not even 18? I know your parents have to sign you up, but then once they say, hey, we're also going to war, do they have to sign another permission slip for you to go to war?
Well, I was also 18 after.
At that point, that's what I figured. Okay. So then you go to war, you come back, and for your time in the Navy and for going to war and everything, they're like, hey, you want to retire? We'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, $1,900. Right. $1,900, you get the hell out of here.
And so that's what you did, and you left, and that's when the whole radio career
said you can re-up and join the Navy for another 4 years. And I was like, well, that sounds horrible.
Right.
So I didn't.
I mean, did you get a monthly paycheck when you were in the service? Like, did they pay you?
I think they pay you every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? Okay, so you just get like a normal paycheck.
Maybe. I could be wrong about that. But yeah, you get a normal paycheck.
So anyway, Navy, Florida, something, something, some other states.
Sure.
Washington, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all those places.
I tried to open up pizza shops in Pennsylvania inside there with a buddy of mine.
Oh, because you got the experience at Little Caesars, which we didn't even get to yet, right?
And then a buddy of mine opened up a pizza chain in Pittsburgh. So I moved to Pittsburgh, lived there for a while, sure.
And there is a timeline right now, guaranteed, where Lazo is working at that 7-Eleven on the beach in Fort Myers.
So
I'm
cool.
Positive of it. I can see in that smock, man.
The Church of Lazo.
All right, now you know my life story. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
The Reader's Digest version.
If you have any questions, feel free to DM me. I got you.
And you didn't get fired from the teaching job because you pooped your pants, right?
That would be mean.
It would. I could see like if it happened all the time and they thought it was related to poor life style choices.
Well, it was related to poor lifestyle choices.
But also, then if it happened
I couldn't turn down a beer and a Coney dog to save my life. That city is bad for my digestive. Like, I love it, but it is bad for my digestive system, man.
Did your students know you pooped?
No, it was my hour off.
Thank God. I still remember the time when I was in ninth grade and the math teacher that I didn't even have pooped. How much the school was talking about it.
Hold on, a math teacher pooped and word got around school?
Yes.
How did they know? Like, was she wearing a dress? Was it a guy?
I think he overtrusted something.
And he said something? I don't think I say something in that situation if I'm the teacher.
I'm not trying to be gross. It was like a...
It was a bad accident.
It wasn't solid.
Right, I get that. I mean, it usually isn't, I would hope, if it's an accident that you just don't like, expecting that.
From what I understand, because my friend was in the class, is like, it was shocking to him, so he like excused himself really fast and got out of there, everybody knew what happened. And then there was a trail.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for him because, like, that is the worst place that could happen to you is... I was in ninth grade, but it was still technically middle school because our middle school went to ninth. That's terrifying.
Oh, you're saying it's the worst place because the kids are never going to let you live it down.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but
they
called
them poopy pants for the rest of the year to a state.
Yeah, but at least you guys move on.
Yeah, you disappear.
I didn't move on. Here I am talking about it on the radio.
That's a good point.
It's been 15 years.
Good point.
He didn't have to see you guys every day. And there's got to be a worse
She makes
a
good point because he could be driving around like, Jesus Christ.
People run into him at the grocery store.
I retired 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're the one who pooped your pants at school. Yeah, that's tough.
And I will say, like, anyone I know from high school still brings it up.
Sure. I mean,
it got brought up at our reunion.
That stuff does tend to live on forever and ever.
No, but thankfully, It was in my hour off. It was my planning period.
A planning period.
Yeah. The planning something went unplanned.
Imagine this planning period.
It didn't seem very.
Are you trying to imagine my planning period?
Your planning period at that school, just like an hour off for planning period with that tweed sport coat that you wore with the elbow patches.
Yeah,
yeah, I
remember that was my favorite. Yeah. That was my favorite.
And then you pooped on it. That's too bad. Well, I mean, I guess it probably didn't get it on the
jacket.
Yeah. There's got to be a worse place to poop, by the way, not to get hung up on this, than being a teacher of junior high. I would think like on your wedding day or something, there are worse things.
Yeah, but teacher of junior high is pretty bad. Top
five. It's pretty bad, but what about kid? I mean, kid in junior high, probably worse, because those kids are going to remember, and these are also your peers.
Yeah, they got to stay with you.
Yeah, they're your peers, and that's what you're
going to
be known
as. Well, pooping in junior high is bad, period.
It's bad. It's bad. Try not to poop at school at all if you can avoid it, I think, at that age. All right, Laszlo, middle age. You know anything about it?
I'm not there yet.
So, me neither. I mean, it seems so far away. It's hard for me. I'm bad at that kind of stuff, thinking about the future planning. But if I were going to have a good midlife crisis, what would it look like? So, for most people, when they think of a midlife crisis, they think of buying the cars, the fancy watch, whatever it is, right?
Dressing like John Goslin.
Sure, dressing like John. Yeah, hair plugs, Ed Hardy shirts. What else did he do?
The bedazzled pockets.
Yes, yes. Man, that's very.
The guy's still wearing those things, man.
Really?
I see him, man, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, really, what are you doing? Stop.
I don't know if I just haven't noticed him or if I haven't.
I didn't wear them when they were somewhat popular. I can't imagine ever wearing them. But if you did, stop now.
Yeah, what was
and don't go back to it. Just buy yourself a normal pair of jeans.
I don't even know. Were those Affliction jeans? Is that a thing?
They were. Did you guys have the store the buckle in your mall?
Yeah.
I know that's where people got them.
Mm. Oh,
but I think they were probably. I know Affliction was sold there. Maybe
they were the bedazzles were shaped like a horseshoe.
They had all different
right?
kinds, man.
They had a cross variation.
Oh yeah, the cross. That's probably why I'm thinking of Affliction, because of the cross thing. I felt like kind of the Nickelback went hand in hand with the bedazzled jeans
for the
couple guys I knew that wore
them. It's giving hometown bar.
It's what?
It's giving like your hometown bar. Like if you walk into your hometown bar,
yes. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah. When you go home for Thanksgiving or whatever. I didn't know that the bedazzled thing jeans were still a thing. They're not on this.
So I haven't seen them in a while.
They're asking if you don't have the money for a Porsche, a Corvette or whatever, and all the other fancy things that you associate.
Jeans?
Well, they didn't say it. You brought up bedazzled jeans, I think.
I guess Julia did.
I brought them up.
She brought up John Goslin.
I can't not. John Goslin is always on my mind.
That is his name, right? As I said that, I was like, is that somebody else, John Goslin? Yeah. I hope he's doing all right. I always felt bad for him, man. He couldn't do anything right. I know, Lazo, you didn't watch the show that much. You were too busy watching Rock
of
Love.
She was always mad.
But God, yes, she was always angry.
I remember
an episode
where she's like, you're breathing too loud.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell she just didn't like him, so I guess it's best that he got away from her. But aren't those kids like 18 now, too?
Yeah,
I just saw something, or maybe they're 21.
They turned one of those like
yeah, they
big
just
ages.
Turned something. Maybe they graduated high school. It was something recently. But that we're not here to do a John and Kate plus.
We talked about how
it.
People grow older. Just real quick, I watched four episodes of Stranger Things last night. I'm on episode four, so you know.
You are?
Yeah.
Because you tried watching a couple times and just got distracted. That into it and stopped. Now
That's
are you kind
how
of
I felt
enjoying
about it?
I forced myself into four,
and now you're kind of into it, or not yet?
Yeah, it seems okay.
I really liked it, but it's one of those things. If it is a show that is truly just about the journey.
It looks like it's going to get really stupid.
Well, the whole thing is kind of stupid. I mean, I don't... It's like I was telling someone a couple weeks ago.
It's funny to talk about the fourth
out.
Episode with people because there's four seasons. I'm like, the light bulb scene was cool.
No, but it's all kind of the
people
same.
People are like, dude, that happened 7 years ago. I'm like, I'm out. Sorry.
But it hasn't changed a ton, honestly.
Sure.
The monsters and all that stuff.
Have you heard that, 311 record is so cool. That's what I feel like I'm talking like.
By the way, speaking of that show, Kate Bush, I saw she finally did an interview with the BBC. I know everyone's been talking about her. Do you know that song? Well, you know what? We're getting distracted here.
Sorry.
Midlife crisis.
We'll talk about
midlife
it.
Crises. When you can't afford a Corvette.
What should you get? We'll talk about it next.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right. What's going on?
Okay. So not broke. But midlife crisis, when you can't afford the sports car, the new house, whatever it is, the new house on the beach, the second home at the lake, whatever it is. I don't know what people buy for midlife crisis. I think they normally think about the car. I tried this morning looking at the difference between men and women, by the way, And I found hundreds of articles about women and what it looks like when they have a midlife crisis, and it's really depressing. I couldn't find any list of like things that women want to buy, because the thing that I saw was all about guys. What does their midlife crisis look like when they can't afford the fancy cars? And just trying to find stuff for women, everything that I read about women was like, here's the top signs that you're having a midlife crisis, or the top signs that your
hot
wife is
flashes.
Having a midlife crisis. Well, yeah, yeah, that's menopause,
flashes.
I guess.
Yeah, it's menopause stuff. Yeah. You probably start losing your hair. It's terrible.
But that's like the actual aging. The midlife crisis
I know,
was,
but stress can induce that.
I think you're
that's
right.
True.
Yeah, midlife crisis is menopause, hair loss.
The thing that they said I saw for number one on just about all of them was talking about if your wife seems unhappy in the relationship, but she can't give you an answer as to why, then she could be experiencing a midlife crisis. And I was like, okay, well, that sounds like a lot of people that are just unhappy in the relationship and not ready to break things off yet. Although the one thing that I did see that they said, okay, men do this and women do this, is sleeping with somebody younger. That was the only thing I saw where it was like both genders do this. They could sleep with somebody younger if they want to because it makes them feel better. Now, that was one of the things on the list for guys. If you can't afford the car, find a younger girl on Tinder, whatever, at a bar, and you can date her or you can sleep with her, and that's a very common answer. Vlasa likes that. Now, here's some
What's
of the
wrong
other,
with that?
Here's some of the other answers. Nothing wrong with it. It was pretty far up the list, I think, actually. Brewing beer, they said, is a sign that guys are in a midlife crisis.
Well, that's fine. We love a new hobby.
Yeah, hobbies are a big part of the midlife crisis for guys.
I wish I liked craft beer.
Right, me too. Because
I think I'd brew it, and then be like, I just don't want to drink this. That's the problem. Because I feel like that would be kind of a cool hobby.
Yeah, it also just seems like the kind of thing that maybe you do once you're married and you're not going out anymore and you're looking for stuff to do. I mean, it's just a hobby, I guess, is what it is. And although spending money on hobbies ends up being basically the top thing that guys do when they can't afford the car. But the next one is buying tools that you don't need, which is not my thing, but I know a lot of guys will do that and go out and start buying tools. Then I saw this and thought of you, Lazo. Get really into smoking meat. Which I know Julia just got a new meat smoker. Lazo loves smoking meat. I've got a meat smoker, although I don't really know how to use it. I know I'm not using it the way it's supposed to be used. But
I'm not
really
using mine to its
thing.
Full potential, trust me.
Yeah. Mine, I don't think mine's a midlife crisis.
Did you try it last night? Wasn't that your first night?
We grilled. We didn't smoke anything. Because that, like, we're going to do that Sunday.
All of my brothers.
Oh, that's right. Remember years ago when we first started working with Julia, weren't you supposed to smoke a turkey?
Look at the look on her face. I don't even remember the smoked turkey.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it meant.
It was a euphemism for sex.
Smoked turkey.
We made you text your boyfriend say you kind of smoked a turkey later or something.
If I say that now, he's going to like think I'm being serious. I know. Because I literally said to him last night, like, we should smoke a turkey on Sunday.
So getting really into smoked meat is a huge thing, way up on the list for a midlife crisis for a guy. Buying an electric scooter. Now, I don't know how that's so high up on the list, but I think that's just one of those things where it's kind of new technology. I mean, it's not new, but the fact that they're good now. Remember, I had one like 20 years ago and it kind of sucked.
If you see, like, say it's your dad having the midlife crisis, right?
Yeah.
And he's always been kind of boring, and now suddenly he hits his 50s and he gets an electric scooter. You're worried. Like,
but at least he's doing something. I don't know.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But it's something like so different.
I totally agree. And they said with the scooter, it was electric scooter / electric skateboard, which I don't know if that's like the one wheel thing or what, but then that would concern me if my dad
had
an electric
skateboard.
You do?
I do have an electric skateboard.
He's got one, apparently.
See, I was just going to say, I would love if you hit your midlife crisis and like you just started whipping in on your electric skateboard.
When did you get the electric skateboard? Did you ever use it?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Oh, okay.
You do?
I knew nothing about it.
I mean, I haven't in a little bit, but yeah, so it's just got a hand controller on it. And it's a skateboard.
Oh,
it's a longboard.
And then you move it with the remote control?
And that
control?
Just moves the wheels. And you still have to lean and steer and everything, but that just gives you the speed up and down.
I like that.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about skateboarding.
Did you do that for fun, or was it a midlife?
I always liked skateboarding.
Oh.
So when your kids started getting into it?
Yeah, I always liked it. Like, last time I took the boys to Los Angeles, we went to... I can't remember the Vans, the original Vans, and you go in and it's a skate park, and you go in there and, you know, my boys couldn't skate, and then I could.
And they got mad?
Yeah, they were like, oh, Dad, and they were like, you know, we want to leave, and I was like, well, I'm going to keep doing this for a little bit. So I did it for a little bit, and they were like disgusted with me. The way you're saying, Julia, like, oh, you didn't know you could do this, you jerk. Like, right? Like, now you're doing something new in the middle of your midlife crisis, skating around at the van skate park.
Is that where you bought the electric skateboard?
No, I bought it when I got back from there, because I was like, oh, man, I had fun again.
Yeah.
But then the Vans guy walked by my kids, and they were like, oh, you guys want to leave? And they were like, yeah, well, you know. They said something, and then the Vans guy was like, you know, I don't know, man. If my dad could skate like your dad, I think that's pretty cool, man. So I was like, yes.
Well, I had no idea.
Leave. So I did.
The electric scooter, electric skateboard, I just thought that's one of those things, though, where it's kind of new technology, and guys are always interested in junk they don't need that are toys, you know?
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. It's not bad to do new stuff, but, like, that's a shocking one.
So, well, that just sounded like a cool thing to me. When I saw it, I was like, oh, it's like a scooter but a skateboard. I could do that.
I'd be interested. Sleeping with someone younger is just above that. So that beats the scooter and the electric
skateboard. Have I done that too?
Getting into the best shape
one of
ever.
Two of my favorite things.
Riding my electric skateboard over to my much younger girlfriend's house. Getting into the best shape ever. There's a lot of guys who said they never worked out when they were young. And then when they hit, you know, whatever, 40, 50,
man,
something
like
that.
Hard to get started.
They start getting into shape because they actually start worrying about their health. Yeah. They feel mortal, all those kinds of things. The next one, this is definitely one that I've been toying with. It is still expensive, though, but expensive TVs and projectors. And we're not talking about just like buying a 4K TV or whatever, but saying, you know what, I've already got a big 4K TV. I want like one of the best 4K TVs or a projector. I think projector is really the next step in. I'm bored and I want to find something to search for to purchase online, because I could definitely see myself doing that. I mean, I've actually been thinking about it. Starting a band, no. I don't actually know that many guys who've done that either. I was wondering if that meant like you start a band and you start playing
cover
local
band.
Bars and stuff. Right, a cover band, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, and you play at the bar. Starting a band is number five. Now,
I can't play in a band, though. Don't ask me.
Well, you were in a
contractually
band.
Obligated to never play the bass again unless it's with the Dirty Toilets. You know that.
Gotcha, okay.
I cannot play bass in your SC cover band.
Nor
would I, by the way, but I can't.
Again, these are the things that guys do when they can't afford a fancy sports car for midlife crisis. Number four is buying a used Miata. And, you know, you think
have one.
A lot of guys on there saying, yep, got one, buying one, just bought one.
Slim is in a Miata club.
Based on how many guys I saw saying that they would buy these things, you'd think you'd see more of them on the road. But that's a very popular answer, is buying a used Miata. Then the top three, number three is building an arcade room. Which I can see that.
Well, I have arcade games. I don't have one room.
Right, but at some point, you probably toyed with the idea of, like, well, what if I just been like an arcade room? I mean, it's probably crossed.
I like
your mind.
Them having them in different rooms.
Okay,
I have them in my living room.
But that's close enough. You've got arcades.
Yeah,
around.
I see what
you're
saying.
That's close enough to building an arcade room. I like this one. This could be snow cone. Buying an electric guitar that you don't need, or for a lot of guys, they said buying an electric guitar that they don't know how to play. Never played guitar before. Yeah. They always wanted to. They've been interested, but never tried. And so now, midlife crisis, they go out and buy an expensive new electric guitar. And then the number one thing that guys do is kind of a general thing, but it's spending a bunch of money on a hobby that you're just getting into. So I said the top ones are mountain biking, but cycling, there's a bunch of different, you know,
I want to be
road biking.
A slot car racer.
You want to be a slot car racer?
I don't really know what that is, but it looks cool.
I saw kayaking, I saw golf, disc golf, woodworking. A lot of people got into woodworking in their middle-aged years.
I'm not sure what a slot car is, but I want to do that.
Hey, it sounds like fun. Let's look it up. Let's get What's the thing you do in Boy
Scouts?
That's
a Pinewood Derby. These are electric somehow. I'm not sure how they race them, but that would be fun.
Are they like the ones
maybe
with the
model
trigger?
Airplane? Yeah, right.
Yeah, like they had back when we were kids or whatever.
Yeah, but they're big and.
Okay, I've seen people doing that. That does look like fun.
It does, doesn't
it? Yeah, but I don't know where you go to do that. I also saw they opened a new curling place fairly close to my house, and I thought, curling?
You want to start a curling team, me and you?
Well,
and see if we can make the Olympics. Our goal is to make
it. It can't be hard, right?
Our goal is to make the Olympics.
Okay, so this is our midlife crisis, our new one.
Yeah, we want to make the curling team. Like, the guys are old. There's no reason why we can't.
Yeah, I mean,
the guys who do it are old.
Young. Right, we could do
that. So we just have to get great at it.
When's the next Winter Olympics, Snowcone? How much time do we have?
And clearly, there's no way of knowing.
There's no way of knowing because of COVID and you just don't want to look it up?
You
okay,
can't
fair
tell.
Enough.
They Sounds just like, happened. You guys got time.
We got time, Lazo. We got 4 years to get ready.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Hi, love you guys. Listen every day. Jen from Canton, Michigan.
There we go.
I dated a girl from Canton, Michigan when I was a young man.
Okay,
she was awesome.
You mentioned Jody earlier. What's the other girl's name that you lived with?
Well, too many of them to talk about.
No. The main
Lynette. Stop it now.
See, I knew there was one listening potentially somewhere. She might be the one who texts from Auburn Hills every day.
That's not true.
Rocking.
Not true.
No, look at how defensive he's getting. We found it.
We found it. That's the one.
It took long enough. I'm saying, not only did you figure out the name, but we found that thing.
No, I know.
Oh no, it's fine.
Oh,
I'm just saying, not from Auburn Hills.
Okay, not from Auburn Hills.
That was it. It's not the same. That's a guy checking in from Auburn Hills.
I'm just saying. There's a chance that she could be listening. Do you ever look her up on Facebook?
I talk to her every once in a while.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
are you friends?
She's married. She's fine.
Are you friends with the one in Florida?
I talk to her every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you've stayed in touch with some of these people.
Well, over the years. I mean, it took years and years and years. Like
20-year gap. Yeah. I feel like at that point, it's perfectly fine.
I thought exes were dead.
Yeah, I feel like a 20-year gap. Okay, like, so they have kids and divorced and blah, blah, blah.
There's a threshold.
Yeah.
They can come back to life.
Like, there's nothing real there.
Sure.
Yeah, they're like the memory.
And by talking, like, you know, once every 3 years or something.
And it's via Facebook. It's not like you text, or do you?
No.
Oh, okay. What are we doing other than going through Laszlo's Rolodex of X's?
I don't know.
Oh, we're getting ready to doom scroll. That's what we're getting ready to do. We're going to do the news. I think she's calling you.
Well, spammer.
Yeah, it's probably her. That's what he labels her as in his phone, spammer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All of them.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. We're doom scrolling a minute?
We're doom scrolling now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. It's already here. Man, where we really flustered him with that talk about his, huh?
I didn't know.
He was on his phone. I'm telling you, he's talking to that girl.
I'm looking for cars.
I'm not saying her name now.
I'm looking for cars.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're happy.
Oh, you're looking for cars?
You just got a new car.
It's been a while.
Been like 6 months.
Yeah, I was going to say. Right. It's been better Both part of a year.
Both of you.
It's been over half a year. Me? I've been driving the same car for like 2 years now. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, this
like,
COVID.
That's abnormal.
This economy is killing me. The news. The January 6th hearings have been going on, and yesterday we heard from election workers, poll workers, who say their lives have been made a living hell because of the allegations that the election was stolen and that these people who are trying to help ensure that we have a safe and fair election were up to no good. They blame Trump, some of them by name, and there were some tears that were shed, and I don't doubt that, you know, when these people say they've had death threats that have not ended since the election, I'm not surprised at all.
State officials and an election worker from Georgia testified before the January 6th committee yesterday. They said despite being targeted by the president of the United States, they stood their ground and they paid the price.
Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States to target you? The president of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah. I mean, being on the wrong end of Trump, anger. You know what I mean? As soon as he says anything, you think, like, even if it's not that big of a deal, one of those things you're like, oh, I forgot he even said that. Yeah, but if you were on the receiving end of it, right, I'll bet it just kept going and going. And, I mean, that happens to a lot of people.
Sure.
But for sure, this whole thing. Here's the thing. I saw Snow Cone. I know you're on Reddit all the time. I saw people yesterday talking about this Rolling Stone article that said that I don't know if you guys have heard this, but allegedly the Trump administration was making a documentary about the election, okay? And they were going to make this documentary about, I don't know, winning the election or something.
I've not heard this,
no. Okay, so apparently during the Jan 6th hearings, they were like, we've got some video here from inside, you know, the inner circle. Uh-huh. And according to Rolling Stone, you know, Trump and his people were like, What the hell is this? Where did this come from? And they're at least acting like, or the media is acting like, Trump sort of forgot that they'd been filming this documentary, and that when things didn't end up going his way, that now that documentary footage still exists and could be used against him. And I heard that their side, I don't know if this is true, again, this is just what people were saying online, is that Trump's people were saying, no, we weren't filming a documentary, it was the FBI spying on us.
Oh.
So I don't know which it is. I don't know if they were making a documentary about this or not. But, man, the whole Stop the Steal, we watched that Roger Stone documentary. I don't even remember
Give
if that was
Roger
the one.
Stone.
And actually, I don't even know if that's the documentary it was in. But in one of those things we watched, they talked about how they started setting up that Stop the Steal thing before the first election.
Oh, sure.
Before the Hillary election. It's like, you knew it was going to be a thing. I mean, I know Biden said it, but like, you could set your watch to it. Everyone said this is what's going to happen, and then it happened. But my biggest thing is people talking about this documentary, or, you know, lack thereof. I don't know if it's true or not. We're saying, well, the reason that Trump and the people around him felt so confident doing all this stuff is because they never get in trouble for anything. That, you know, they don't have to worry about the
it's
law
true.
Coming
There's
after
no repercussions.
Them. And that part, you know,
why
it was
did
totally
I get corrected from all the things that I used to do? You think it's not that because I don't like them?
Right.
I love doing all that stuff. It was fun. Just being a menace, a complete menace, peeing and fighting wherever I want. I loved it.
Sure.
Loved it. And they kept getting me in trouble. And so eventually I was like, the trouble's not worth it.
Exactly.
You have to stop. If there's no repercussions to your actions, not everybody. Some people are morally, you know, straight people. Not me, though.
No, and not
and
a lot of
people. Like, no, I keep doing that.
Right. And I do agree with that. Whether this stuff about the documentary is true or not, but I totally agree. And not only do I agree.
There has to be some repercussions for your actions. I don't know what they are.
Right.
In this country,
either.
We tend to do, if you're rich and a politician, or just rich in general, but really if you're rich and a politician, there's no repercussions for your actions.
Right.
And if you're poor, they're over the goddamn top.
It's constant.
Did you sell two joints?
Right.
We'll kill you.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you overthrow the government? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll look into it.
Arguing semantics now, aren't we? Like, are you kidding me?
Right. It's that's just the way that it is. And the argument with the people give her
the only guy who had it right was John Edwards. There's two Americas. Unfortunately, he cheated on his wife with cancer and loved the Dave Matthews Band and threw it all away.
He loved Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah, he told the woman that he was cheating on.
Oh, yeah, they had the baby.
That Dave Matthews would play at their wedding his wife died.
I read that book by his advisor. He seemed like kind of an a-hole.
Terrible person.
Just not a good person.
Terrible person.
But I'm with Bill Maher on that, but his message was right.
The message was right.
The message
I agree
was
with
right.
Russia.
He
there
was
are
right
two
on
Americans.
Point. We just need another guy to say it.
Right. I can't believe there hasn't been someone.
Uh-uh.
I can't believe there hasn't been a politician who's come forward and said, look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I've got some stuff I'm conservative about, some stuff I'm liberal about. The media is dividing us. I'm tired of the media dividing us. I don't hate you. You think I hate you? I don't hate you. Do you hate me?
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen. It's
yes.
Like that person can't rise.
You.
I know you do. Laz was like, yes, I do, actually. Sit down and shut up. Join a team, a-hole. At least I respect the guy with the R in front of his name. He's taking a side. Oh, God, you wishy-washy son of a bitch. Bill Cosby. Remember when he went to prison and then got out of prison?
I do.
That whole thing confused me. Well, now there's been a civil trial, and the civil jury found Bill Cosby guilty of sexually abusing a teenager in 1975. If you watched that Playboy documentary on A&E, they talked about this. The Judy Huff, I think, was her name. She was like 16 at the time.
A California jury found Bill Cosby sexually abused a teenage girl more than 45 years ago. Jurors in the civil trial ruled Tuesday the actor abused Judy Huff at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was only 16.
What's the statute of limitations on that stuff? And is it different because it's a civil trial? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't think you go to jail for a civil trial.
Right.
That seems right.
And also it just seems like maybe
OJ lost
there's
a civil trial, he just took his money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a way of saying, hey, we want everyone to know you are guilty. But
I don't even like that idea.
I don't either.
The whole idea is, if I killed somebody, then send me to court.
Right.
And if I go to court and I'm innocent, then you shouldn't be able to be like, well, yeah, but we're going to take you to this other court where they don't have to prove as much.
Right.
Look, it sounds like I'm defending Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson here. And maybe I am O.J. a little bit. But that said, like, I don't get the second court with the less burden of proof where we just take your money.
It's weird.
Like, what?
Preponderance of evidence versus beyond a reasonable doubt. And I guess I understand why for money you'd say... Actually, I don't. If it's for money, then just say beyond a reasonable doubt. You want me to pay for something that you think I'm responsible for, then prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
I don't understand. If you take me to court and it's beyond a reasonable doubt, right, and you find me innocent, then I don't understand how you'd have a preponderance of the evidence.
Well, because you only need 51%.
You don't have it.
That's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So is it likely that the person did it? Yes. Now, is it almost certain that the person did it beyond any reasonable doubt? Yes, that's for murder. I don't get it either, and it seems like they use that all the time.
Well, we couldn't
prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, so we'll go to the lower court and at least try and prove the preponderance of the evidence and then get some money. But I also don't understand how any of that stuff works. So anyway, Bill Cosby was found guilty of that. How old is Bill Cosby now? I mean, I thought he was like 10 years ago. They showed him hobbling in and out of prison, and I thought he was blind, and he's got to be in his 80s, right? I can't believe this guy is still being dragged into court. I mean, not that he shouldn't be. I just mean I can't believe that he's still alive. You think the last, I don't know, when you hit 70 and things start to go that way in your life after living a fabulous, rich, and luxurious lifestyle, you'd think that that would really take a toll on you and that maybe it would just do you in, you know?
You'd think prison would be bad.
It would be really bad, and just all the bad press after being America's dad and everything else. All right, good news, potentially. Biden is calling for a gas tax holiday. He wants a gas tax holiday of about 90 days so that people can have some relief at the pump.
Federal gas tax for the next 90 days. We can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
Okay, so that's what he wants. Now,
how much is taxed on gas?
How much would this actually... Depends on who you ask, because I've seen some people saying, no, this could be a substantial amount. And I've seen other people saying, no, even if you drive a lot, you know, it'll maybe give you $5 a week or something like that.
President Biden is considering a pause on federal gas taxes. The average national price of gas is still around $5 a gallon. However, it has dipped slightly from its all-time high last week. A gas tax holiday would bring down prices by more than 18 cents per gallon, at least temporarily.
So there you go, 18 cents per gallon. And I don't know what our national average is now. Did
you said
say
$4.
It? Four something. It's $4.90 something, right?
You said $4.
I thought you hit $5. And then anyway, it would be 18 cents. So it's something. Yeah. It's something. We rented a car when we went out of town this weekend, and I went to fill it up. And I know gas is expensive. It had a little less than a quarter of a tank, and it cost me $125 to fill it up. It's a lot of money. And I don't drive very far for work. I live very close to work, and I have a four-cylinder, you know, car that gets good mileage. But if you have to drive a lot, and especially if you're doing it, like, it's one thing to have to drive to work, but when your work is driving, and there's no getting around it, if you own your own truck or whatever it is, it's a lot of money.
Yes.
Got to figure something out. How expensive did it get when it got ungodly expensive?
Well, then they voted against the price gouging.
I know. It makes no sense.
Like,
because, as they said, and I believe this too, Republicans want to make Democrats look bad and vice versa. Now, whether or not you can say they're both equal, we could argue that one's worse than the other. But that's become politicking in the last 20 years.
And it's ridiculous. Like, it didn't used to happen. Like, you could clearly, I think both parties could pass the price gouging thing.
Well, that's why the tax-free thing isn't going to work. It's just posturing, really. It's just him being able to say he tried.
That's right. And who knows, maybe if we read the fine details of the price gouging
thing.
And
I saw that the oil companies can really just avoid that and pocket more money, and it doesn't really matter. So from what I read, the whole thing's pointless anyways.
Well, and, you know, it's like the baby formula thing. Then we were like, why would Republicans vote against that? And it's like,
because they want a bitch.
Because they, and also it looks good for them in an election coming up. Hey, there's no baby formula. There's inflation.
Gas is starving.
Yeah. That helps during an election, which unfortunately is one of the things we, you know, need to figure out how to get around, because we can't keep doing this.
Right.
It's just not working. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Finish Doom Scrolling.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, let's doom scroll, baby.
Well, Laszlo.
Please, tell me more.
Back in 2017, there was all this talk about Trump and vaping and nicotine, and that they were going to get rid of flavored vape products, maybe get rid of vaping products altogether. And then the rumor was that someone told Trump, like, hey, a lot of your base likes to vape. And he's like, let's put this off. So they put it off. It's all because it's something the FDA wants to do. The FDA has wanted to do lots of things when it comes to nicotine for a long time, but it's up to, I guess, each administration on whether or not they're going to follow through with this stuff. So now Biden's got two things happening here. The first is that I'm seeing today that Juul is just going away. I know. Snowcone, you're looking at me, but it says specifically Juul in this thing. Now, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, but it says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is preparing to order Juul Labs to take its e-cigarettes off the market completely in the United States.
Oh, man.
Shares in the giant Altria Group, which owns 35% stake in the vaping product. You know, that's Philip Morris. They bought a huge chunk of Juul right before all that trouble happened. 35% stake. Their shares fell 8.5% following the report. The decision could come as early as Wednesday. Now, I was reading further down this article, it said that what would normally happen in a situation like this is that Juul could appeal and maybe even try and sue, and then that gives them like another year, possibly even a couple more years on store shelves. They were surprised that it doesn't look like they're going to do that. So I guess, according to this thing at least, Juul is about to go away. But meanwhile, with cigarettes, Biden wants to limit the amount of nicotine that's in cigarettes. And this is something they've been trying to do since the 90s. This was part of what I guess Trump's thing was going to do with the whole vape thing. They were also going to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. Because like I said, it's the FDA that wants to do it. So depending on where you read this, I can't find an actual amount of like how much do they want to reduce the nicotine in cigarettes. Is it half as much? I read one article where it just said that they want to remove almost all nicotine from cigarettes. I don't know if that just means that, because I don't even know, honestly, what the percentage is in like a Marlboro Red or something. I know they have percentages just like there's milligrams, right? They do like there's this many milligrams of nicotine in each cigarette.
No idea.
With the vaping products and with the nicotine pouches that you can buy, those are all labeled, right? They'll say 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams. Cigarettes never said that I've ever noticed.
So.
But anyway, Juul apparently going away, and now cigarettes. Maybe most of the nicotine is going to be taken out of them.
The Biden administration taking action this morning to help smokers kick their habit. Under a new proposal, tobacco companies would have to limit nicotine levels in cigarettes, the rule designed to make them less addictive. It comes as the administration doubles down on fighting cancer-related deaths. That rule is expected in May of next year.
Now, of course, the FDA says that if you get rid of most of the nicotine, it'll be a lot easier for people to quit and a lot harder for people to get hooked, and so they can, you know, quit smoking. I would assume that if they're saying Juul is going away and they want to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, that all the other things are probably going away too, right? All the vape juices, all the, I don't, you know, in the beginning they said, well, any of the preloaded ones. So those are the Juuls, the, what's the thing you use, Snowcone? An Enjoy.
Enjoy.
You've seen them, Laz, at the gas station. Sure. Just a device, and it's got a pod that's pre-filled. You put it in, and then it's disposable, and you put another pod in. The rumor was that that's what they were going to get rid of, was all the pod-based devices. And they said, no, we're going to get rid of all the flavors to see if maybe we can get them to leave us alone for a while. So Juul stopped selling most of their flavors. And the only way to get flavors was to buy refillable devices where you do it yourself. I've heard rumors, too, that those are going away, but I can't find anything today that talks about that. It's just Juul and cigarettes. But it seems to me like that would be next to go. Because when vaping got big, these vape shops started popping up everywhere. You can't drive. I mean, depending on where you live, if you're anywhere near a city, and even when you're out in the suburbs, there are vaping stores everywhere. And I know that after, if you give them maybe, even if vaping was legal and you left them open for 10 years, maybe it's too many. I don't know. Or maybe it's like mattress stores and they're everywhere because there's money in it. Yeah. But even when I went out of town, you know, we needed something from a vape store. And I thought, well, we could look it up. And I was like, no need. Just keep your eyes open because we'll see one soon. And we did.
Well, the big sign that says Kratom on top of it.
Yeah, or Vapor World or whatever.
You've been doing Kratom for like 7 years now.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day you drink a big bottle of Kratom.
Yep. 10 years. Now, they did.
10 years, man. Because now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And I know it started to become more popular and more popular and more popular. But now I think on my way home, I drive past 4 stores and strip malls that just say Kratom.
Yep.
Where before you're having to buy it from Bengali or something. Like he's like, look at this stuff. I'm getting it from the internet in giant bags. I'm like, what? Why are you buying cut up grass leaves from Thailand? It's such a weird guy.
And then remember they said they were going to get rid of that. When that was when Trump was in office, right? It was like September of 2017.
Well, I think like a lot of people who are addicted to opioids use these, right?
That's why kratom got so big. Yep.
If you get rid of that, we could have no president wants to sit on top of another crisis.
Right. And I think with the kratom thing, when they said they were going to outlaw that, the kratom lobby had just started to get just big enough, especially in places like Florida, where they were able to go talk to politicians and say, look, if you get rid of this, you're going to see a spike in overdoses, all those things. The reason kratom is so popular is because these pharmaceutical companies got everybody hooked on opioids, you know, and then that slid into serious, you know, heroin addictions and all these other things. Fentanyl, we hear about fentanyl all the time being in everything. Right. So they're like, hey, or we could just keep this kratom stuff on the shelves. And if you want to make sure that there's no salmonella in it and all that stuff, that seems fair, but don't take it away. And I think you're right. They probably were like, we don't want to be the ones who got rid of this and we see another spike in overdose. Now, when it comes to nicotine, nicotine's been around forever. My thing is, if they get rid of, let's say they get rid of all the pod-based devices and they get rid of all the refillable devices, like you can't buy vaping supplies for nicotine, there's still, I would imagine, going to make Nicorette patches and Nicorette lozenges. I just feel like those things, because of the way they were marketed, because they're made by pharmaceutical companies like GlaxoSmithKline or whoever makes those, I don't want to get sued. I think they make one of them. But because those are made by those companies and they sold them in places like Walgreens, there's this completely different perception. And so no one even talks about getting rid of Nicorette or getting rid of Nicorette lozenges or any of that stuff. And I don't think most people realize that you could go from no nicotine use in your entire life to just someone saying, hey, stick a Nicorette patch in there. That'll help you get through the meeting. And just becoming hooked on that.
Yeah.
And I know people who use them that way, who that's all they use. They just use Nicorette and that's when they started liking nicotine, which is what happened with Juuls, right? It was supposed to be something to help you quit smoking. And then, of course, they realized, well, except that kids who were basically done using nicotine at this point, because we were down to like
3%. Again.
Now they're all getting hooked on nicotine. I don't know, Lazo. This is where I look, you know, it affects me a little bit. My libertarian tendencies start to come forward. I get that it's a problem with kids smoking or vaping the flavored Juuls and stuff. And I hear the guys at the vape store say, your kids are not my problem. Keep it out of, you know, your kids' hands. And I understand that argument to a certain extent. But I also think that they did a good job of trying to find some sort of a middle ground. In a lot of places, they said early, we're going to make it 21. And then they said, we're not going to sell any type of vaping supplies in gas stations because you have to be 21 to even get into a store where this stuff is being sold.
Right.
Things that, if they'd done that stuff sooner, if they'd done that from the beginning with Juul and those other things, just made it harder for kids to get. First of all, vaping might not be nearly as big as it is today. But also, we might not be talking about Juul. You know, I think it was like 3 years ago, Juul was having these giant Christmas parties and they'd made, you know, $1 trillion year over year.
Yeah, right. Buy Altria, stock in Juul.
Yeah, Altria bought 35% of the company and then boom. It was like a year later, Juul got hit hard the quickest because that's the brand that everybody knew. So they came after them. And they went to just selling the non-flavor. What can you buy, Snoken? Can you buy menthol even at a gas station?
Yeah, menthol.
So it's just tobacco and menthol, and that's it. But they got rid of all the flavors a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah. The watermelon and blueberry went away years
ago. And mango.
Wait, at my 7-Eleven, I can buy like a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah, and they're disposables,
right?
Because
I asked the lady, maybe. Yeah. But I asked the lady, I said, can I buy one of these things I'd like to try? And she was like, yeah, what flavor do you want? I'm like, cigarette flavor?
Right.
And she literally said, they don't make that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what do they make? And she's like, watermelon, mango, you know, cotton candy. I'm like,
yeah.
The disposables.
I don't understand how the cigarette?
Right.
And she's like, no. I'm like, well, I don't know.
I don't understand how those disposable ones are still being sold so many places. They told Juul and those companies you can't put the flavors. Enjoy doesn't sell flavors anymore, right?
No.
All those went away. But then the companies that are selling – now, when I say disposable, these are ones, Lazo, where it's all one device.
Yeah.
When it's empty, it's empty. You don't put a new pod in it or anything. With the Juul, you just replace the pod and kept the battery.
Like 3,000 bucks.
But why – can you sell flavor disposables,
but
you can't sell, like, that doesn't...
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
There's no consistency at all.
Because I would think if you were a kid, the disposable is more lucrative or wanted, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to, like, hide the mint julep nicotine
right.
in their top sock drawer. You're going to go out with your buddies,
yep.
your 14 or 15 on the weekend, buy one of these things and smoke it all weekend and throw it out. No one's going to catch you, and you can smoke watermelon, right? Like, it would almost seem like the opposite would be true.
The only
Don't
thing I can figure...
Don't you guys get, like, libertarian on this? Like, by the way, it's a, when you think about alcohol and nicotine... And the way those two things are treated, don't you get kind of libertarian with this?
Well, that's my only thought with the disposable ones that you're talking about that don't have pods is maybe they've said, hey, you know what, you got to be 21 or over to buy it, right? And perhaps with like when my niece was using Juuls and you know I think it was all Juul stuff, maybe those kids were getting those pods to someone like, hey, I got a bunch of mango pods, hey, I got this. But when you have to buy the whole device and you have to be 21, I don't know. I really can't. I can't figure out how that slipped because where I live, I was under the impression that if you were going to sell vaping stuff at all, then you had to be 21 just to enter the store. That was a rule that they made like in the
right.
you know actual city limits. So yet at gas stations, I still saw what you're talking about. I still see them today, Laszlo. You don't have to be 21 to get into the gas station, but they're selling those branded, right. I don't know what they're called, like Pops or something, and they're just disposable. And they say, like, you know, strawberry, pomegranate, kiwi. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's definitely a flavor.
Right.
And it's definitely visible. I can see it right
and
there.
And the only reason why I know is because I wanted to buy one, and they didn't do smoke.
Right. And what about the pouches? Because, you know, those have gotten big, too, in the last few years. There's no tobacco in them. It's nicotine derived from tobacco, I believe, but there's no tobacco in them, so they're just nicotine pouches. Are kids using those too? I haven't heard about that being an issue.
No.
So do they keep those around? I just find it hard to believe that Nicorette would go away if they say we're going to get rid of all this stuff. I bet Nicorette finds a way to stay on the shelves at Walgreens and those places. And then what? Do a bunch of kids just start going out? Those are expensive. That is one thing, is that if you want to buy Nicorette stuff, it's expensive. All right, I know we're out of time, but Laszlo, I'm sure you heard Gronk again said he's retiring. He's done.
NFL star. Rob Gronkowski, we know him as Gronk. He's known for his antics, Miss Jones,
yes,
on and off.
Yes, it is true. Good morning, guys. Well, Gronk is one of the league's most successful and beloved players, and his legendary career appears to be coming to an end. He announced on Instagram yesterday that he's retiring for the second time, writing, "I will be walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had."
Yeah, he's pretty good at football. Seems like he was pretty good. You think he's really done, Laszlo? Is just another...
I saw that he said, if Brady calls me during the season, we'll see what happens. And then Brady
really?
Posted on Instagram a picture of a guy with a phone.
He did? Yeah. Okay.
So who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think he's probably good.
The Church of Laszlo.
Go.
Yo.
I'm Laszlo. Slim Fast Julia and Snow Cone. We call him Spaz. And what's wrong? Wait, I saw you shaking.
We don't call me that. We don't.
Looks like you're okay.
You call me that sometimes. We don't.
Call him that.
Sometimes. Don't stop it.
There you go. He calls you that. Julia, call him that.
No.
Okay,
Thank
so it's
you.
Just
Julia won't. No, it's not because she likes you. It's because Lizzo
My
won't call
girl.
You Spaz. That's the only reason. Is because
right.
Lizzo drew a line in the sand.
That's right.
No more calling Snow Cone Spaz. Lest we offend...
Spazzes.
Whatever that means.
You don't want to marginalize Spaz.
You don't want to. That's ableist, and I won't have any part of it, Laszlo. I just won't. I'm
a big part of our listening audience, I would label as Spaz.
Spazoids? Yeah, I don't even what it, Spaz. What is that? Oh, spasms. Muscle spasms?
Spaz.
Is that what they said? It offended?
Spazilicious.
You're spazoid. What did you say?
I just said Spaz.
Right, you just said Spaz. When you were kids, did you say Spaz?
Spazoid?
Was
I don't remember that really.
Thing? You Spazoid? I think maybe I'm just making that up. Spazoid seems like a
Sounds
thing.
Like I've heard it before.
Right? It seems familiar. Someone will text us.
Yeah, someone will cancel you.
Yeah, absolutely. Lizzo, if you're listening, we could use some advice here. Lizzo would say, do what Julie's doing, which is ignore the Spaz talk.
Not a word.
Not a word. What else can't we call him? Tell us all the other things we shouldn't call Snow Cone. Julie, what are some other names that would be inappropriate to call him, just so we know in the future? Again, she's doing the right thing. She's not answering. It's Wednesday, Laszlo. Did
Great.
You know that?
No.
That means time to mosey on over to our subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
reddit.com/r/churchoflaszlo. You will see a GTK thread there. That stands for get to know.
It's
yeah, get to know us. Go ask your questions now, And we're going to answer, because you got like what? How many minutes, Snowcone? How many minutes I got? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5-10 minutes.
5-10 minutes. Get those questions in.
Get them in! That was me, spasm.
Such a spazoid, man.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right. So it's Wednesday, so we do the get to know you thing, right?
Yep. All right. We just do it from our Reddit page. So go to.
Because you've been fired.
I was fired from coming up with the questions. So go to reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo. Usually Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, you'll see someone post a thread there about get to know you where it says GTK questions for the week. You just post your questions there, and we answer
them. And please, join that subreddit. We like to interact with you there. It's easy, and when we're not here, it makes it convenient. So please, if you want to get in touch with us outside of the show hours, that's the way to go.
And also answer these questions with us via the text line, right? 913-586-7965. Did I get that right?
Yep.
I broke my headphones. All right, first question here. And, I mean, this is really just a question, I guess, for Laszlo, but this person wants to know, will Laszlo always be undateable?
Oh, boy. You guys should answer that. What do you think?
No, if Lindsay Lohan comes around.
Well, I did see Lindsay Lohan's manager is on our subreddit.
Yeah?
I'm sure you haven't seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed that, Snowcone? Yeah,
I saw that.
Is it Lindsay Lohan's manager, agent, something like that?
Management.
Oh, man.
Management, yeah.
That was exciting.
Yeah, so you got her attention. Will Laszlo always be undateable? No, I don't believe that.
You don't, huh?
I don't believe that anybody is always undateable. I think it's possible. It would take kind of lightning in a bottle scenario, but...
Also, undateable makes it sound like it's a you problem. Like,
I think it is probably a me problem.
Well, that's not what I'm saying, though. It makes it seem like women are like, oh, no, I'd never date him, and that's not the case.
Well, I'm guessing this person asking, going out on a limb here, but maybe it's a woman that wants to date Laszlo, and that's why she's asking,
right?
Like, and, well, there you go, Laszlo. Assuming that this is a... girl on Reddit who's asking, will you always be undateable? Do you suddenly feel like maybe you are undateable?
I know I'm undateable. I told you that.
You don't think that there's a chance that there's a person that you could meet that could come along that you're so enamored with.
I got zero effort in me.
That
man.
You absolutely zero would do whatever effort. It takes. I'm within reason, but like, you know, a monogamous relationship. That you would want to be with this one person, that you would want to live with them, that you'd want to hang out with them.
That doesn't make it, even if I said I wanted to be in a monogamous relationship, it doesn't mean I'm dateable. I'm hard to get along with, and being undateable means I do what I want. I'm not going to do the things that are necessary to make a relationship flourish and grow.
I understand.
I'm not going to do those things. I'm not going to your parents' house for Easter.
But you not might if it was the right person.
No, there is, I don't know.
There could be a person like, yeah, I'll definitely go to your parents' house for Easter. It could exist, right? If it's Lindsay Lohan, I'm saying there's got to be someone out there.
I'm not doing all that.
All right. So
I'm not
I guess,
doing the stuff that people need. So, no, I could find someone that I'm enamored with. I could find somebody that I'd be in a monogamous relationship with. But I'm not putting in the work. That's what makes me undateable. And eventually you're going to ask me to put in the work.
Yes, but eventually I think you're going to meet someone that you're going to want to put in the work for. I think so. I mean, I shouldn't say I think so, but I think it's possible for sure. Okay, fine. So Laszlo will always be undateable. Julie, do you believe him? Do you think he's always going to be undateable?
I don't know. I haven't known him long enough to know that because I haven't seen him in a relationship.
Well, he's pretty good. He's pretty good in a relationship. Yeah. I've seen him.
They all end on such a high note.
I think people are just so overwhelmed, like, I can't believe this is real, you know, and there's problems from there. Okay, next question for Get to Know You Wednesday. Okay, this could be weird. Okay, so we get to pick one physical feature about each other that we would like to change for them. Okay?
Are you joking?
We get to change any physical feature about this person, and you could be doing it. Look, think of this like Just Tattoo of Us. Remember
that's
that show?
That's so messed up.
You could do it nice, or you could do it mean. It doesn't have to be mean.
How do you nicely tell somebody, change this about your face?
Well, maybe that's mean. Maybe there's a nice thing that you could come up with that you just think,
well,
of course this person wouldn't want that. Okay, well, if you could do it, so Laszlo, you choose a physical feature or whatever for each person here that you would change for us.
I give Julia her 4 Loco fingers.
Okay, see?
And I give you 3 inches in height.
Oh, God!
I like being short.
Oh, you do? Then yeah. I take it away then.
I'm okay with it.
I just thought, you know, 3 inches in height.
No, you were like, do you want it? I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
it's okay.
If you're good without it, then fine.
Yeah, no.
I think you look perfect, but you know.
Thanks.
Everybody could, you know, everybody's kind of like, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
A baller. So that's easy. Right.
Yeah. Right? And I'm short too, so I don't take offense to it because if somebody's like, I give you 3 inches, I'd be like, thanks. I could use that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, notable.
So, no, it wasn't rude. Slim about fell out
well,
of
you chair. Had it with the Four Loco finger. Like, that was good.
Well, I give it 3 inches, but, for, you know, people who are...
He thought maybe I'd want it. I didn't
are
take
shorter,
that I didn't take that harshly.
You know, we got to stick together. Like, hey, I could get you out of that. That's all.
Okay.
Slim, I'd give you hair because you always complain about not having hair and the ability to get an erection.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was one thing.
At any time.
Whew.
Well, yes, he's talked about how he has problems getting erection. I help. That's a feature, right?
It's really nice.
Wouldn't you like
I
that?
I don't think that's really changing
like
someone's
spine,
physical feature. That's not
bone.
What people are thinking.
Well,
God.
It's a feature.
So now you see that he did go full mean, Julie. It was just with you. So the height thing wasn't bad at all because he's giving Snow Cone a spine and he's giving me the ability
it's
to
like
perform.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, right? A heart, a soul,
right.
That kind of thing.
Wait,
I give
what's
you
wrong with Snow Cone's spine?
Yeah,
he's
weak.
Saying he doesn't have it. Oh. And now Snow Cone's in there showing
his
spine. His
stuff,
he's
right.
Getting a backbone in there. Look at that. He's getting upset. He's getting worked up.
No, so, I wouldn't. I was just kidding about Snow Cone. I don't know what Snow Cone needs. I think the only thing I could do is the same thing with you, but we already talked about it. I know he wore a hat a long time because he didn't like his hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would fix his hair for him.
That seems like
but everything else seems like you seem like a pretty normal
fine
guy.
If I could fix it, then it'd be, my hair.
Yeah, I think everything else seems pretty normal.
I know, the
normal.
Hair thing is just
I give you a little
easy.
Bit, and I know you don't want it,
sure.
But I give you a little bit of color.
Okay.
You could use a little bit of a tan.
Oh, sure. Sure,
right?
Why not? Yeah.
And those legs have not seen the sun.
I wasn't sure what you meant by color.
But I give you legs a little bit. Sometimes you wear shorts in here sometimes. I'm like, yo.
I don't.
Those legs have not seen the sun
in
years.
Yes. No, they have not.
So a little bit of color. That's it.
Sure.
See? That was being nice.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And an erection, that's not mean. You getting
it's ridiculous. That's not what people were asking. They're saying it's like a free cosmetic surgery, basically. You're saying that you make me perform better in bed is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying if they said any feature.
Yeah.
You know, that people could fix, and that would be it.
Okay.
I gave you hair and a boner. What do you want? That's all you need.
True.
That's all you need.
Yep.
In this world. That's
all
you
need. The
you don't want to have one and not
that's
the other,
all
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going next? All right, I'll go. Okay, so for Lazo, I know it is the thing, but I know that you've complained about your little tiny bald spot that you can't even see.
The monkey butt.
Monkey butt. He's always worried about it, which I hate to waste a wish on that for you because I don't think people notice it that much. But
if
I feel
it
like
bothers him.
If it bothers him, I'm trying to be nice here, then I'll give
exactly.
him the monkey
so
butt.
So hair again.
Yeah, give you some hair. For Snow Cone, I'm going to remove hair.
What?
From his back and from his shoulders. He says
nice
it doesn't bother him,
yeah,
but I feel like it
true.
Bothers his girlfriends probably.
Well, it doesn't bother you because you can't see it.
Yeah, but
I understand that.
It doesn't, but I don't think she loves it, so that's fine.
Like, because Snow Cone's good-looking, tall, broad shoulders, that's basically, I mean, he's got what it takes to get by on Tinder,
oh,
right?
He does. That's what I was
for
saying.
Sure.
There's really nothing to fix on him, but, you know, give him a little bit of color and take some of that hair off. You look a lot better laying around somebody's house with a little bit of tan and no hair in your boxers. That's
just get him a spray tanning package.
Spray tan and wax. No, he won't do it. Yeah. He's not going to do it. He won't even buy shoes. And that's not a joke.
That's a lot of work.
What's wrong with his shoes?
He doesn't own them. So he just. What shoes are you wearing today, Snow Cone?
Barefoot?
No, he wears my old shoes.
Old shoes.
I hate going shopping for shoes. I hate shoes.
Julie, every pair of shoes he has is an old pair of my shoes.
Because I hate shopping
for him. The look on Julie's face right now. You didn't know this about him?
No.
When we first met him, his pants were way too short. And I mean, like, way too short. Like, not trying to be stylish. They were, like, 4 inches
too short.
And he had Polo brand shoes, except they were like that. It was that, what's the fake?
Polo Club.
Polo Association or whatever. And they had holes in them. And I was like, why do your shoes have holes in them? He said, oh, I stood in a fire at a tailgating party.
As you do.
And I just never,
you know?
My feet were freezing and I just never got new shoes. I'm like,
sure.
You can't wear those places.
I hate shoes. I don't like clothes and shoes in general. They protect my feet. They keep me warm. What do they need to do? I don't have the need to go buy them.
Well, that's the thing I would do is just provide a new pair of shoes for every day. But since we're changing physical features here, I got rid of the hair.
Fine.
Because I feel like that's a little shocking. And Julia.
Oh, good.
For you. Only one thing came to mind and it came to mind instantly. And I think you're going to love it. You're going to like it. I don't think it's offensive at all. I get you a grill. A full grill.
Oh.
Don't you think Julia would look good with a grill? I mean, Paul Wall, 2007. Yes.
That was sick.
Yes.
Well, that's fun.
I feel like you could pull it off, and no one else here could pull that off.
She definitely could.
She absolutely could pull that off.
Yeah. Thank you. Is it because I dropped the word crunk earlier? Is that what inspired
it? I've thought the grill thing for a long time, actually, about you. Like, man. Yeah, I've photoshopped a few little examples at home, but we're going to have to talk about that. So that's everybody, right? Okay. There you go.
That's good.
Julia?
Okay.
We're ready to be hurt.
Well, no, because I've been just paying attention to everything that's been said in the first two rounds, and so that's helped decide my answers because I've heard your complaints. Mm-hmm. So, Laszlo, I'm going to give you a few inches.
Oh, thank you.
On your height.
And double down on it. I could use both. I could use both. You're not embarrassing me. Like, if we're handing out inches... I'd take the height, but I need the other, too. So.
Hey, that's a good question.
If
you want to split them, can you split them? Can you split them?
I was going to say, if God gave you 4 inches, would you split it?
I'd split it 2 and 2.
Okay. 100%.
Okay.
2 and 2.
Slim.
Yeah.
Like Laszlo said, I've only heard you complain about your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I
don't have to put it that way.
Grant you hair.
You could just say you could use some hair.
You look great bald. I don't think you need hair. But if it upsets you the same way Laszlo's monkey ass or whatever you called it upsets him, then you're getting some hair.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate it.
Snow gone? I'm going to remove your feet because you just don't even want shoes.
That would solve that problem.
That would solve that problem.
There you go.
Yeah. Man, and your pants will be...
He's going to be smooth.
Right size. Yeah. Perfect.
He's going to be smooth and tan with no feet.
Big upgrade.
Rolling around.
I like it.
I can't wait to see that Photoshop, by the way, of Snowcone being wheeled around with a tan.
The Church of Laszlo.
Is that the phone ringing?
Yeah. Is that Nick?
It's been years. That thing works.
Nick. It has to be Nick.
No, look, it's at the top, and we have call ID now. It says Molly.
Oh, it does say Molly.
Yeah.
Molly's calling?
Is that the person's name?
I think
call ID?
Yeah, we have call ID now.
Do you want me to try and answer it?
We're going to talk to someone?
Can I answer it?
Is her name Molly for sure?
It says Molly.
It says
Molly.
I don't know for sure, but it says Molly.
All right.
Hold on. Here you go.
Molly?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. So I'm really just sick of Weezer. Like, I don't know who chooses to play so much Weezer. Do you have, a Rivers Cuomo fanboy over there or something? Because I'm so sick of Weezer. I like your show. It's my favorite.
Well, that's nice of you, Molly.
Hey, Spaz, quit playing so much Weezer in there. Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe maybe some people like Weezer. Maybe they don't. I don't concern myself with that.
You play that new song, that A Little Bit of Love song. I
haven't heard it.
2 hours.
Me neither.
I heard it. Ha ha. I once heard it 4 times in 2 hours.
You did?
Somebody. Yes.
You listened for that many hours?
Somebody wants to give me a brain aneurysm.
Molly listened for hours, Snowcone.
Yeah.
You listened for hours at one time, in one day?
Like 2 hours there and 2 hours back, and we heard the song 4 times.
That's once an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Somebody clearly wants to give me a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody has it out for me.
Molly.
Yeah.
Molly doesn't like Weezer.
Nuh-uh. She hates him.
No. Hates the new Weezer. I'll have to check it out.
Brain aneurysm.
Okay. Full disclosure, you guys. I also started hating them because my ex loves them.
Oh, see, so this isn't really about us. It's
personal.
About you.
This is a me problem, but you're playing too much Weezer.
Well, not really. It's just that it makes you think about your ex and how poorly he treated you.
Well, yeah, he's a jackass, but yes.
Right.
But also, I never want to hear that Little Bit of Love song ever again.
Yeah, especially if they're singing about a love song and your boyfriend dumps you, cheats on you
he
with another woman.
He did not dump me, actually. I dumped him.
Because he cheated on you.
Actually, yes.
I know. Look, it's obvious, Molly. Please, my God. You know how annoying you are?
Don't listen to him,
Molly. Can I call him out by
my God.
Laszlo.
No wonder why he left.
Laszlo. Can I call him out by his full name?
No, don't say his name.
That's it. Goodbye.
Molly,
we
appreciate you.
Again, but you can't say his full name.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Not much. What are you doing? You talking to Molly over there?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm talking to our old friend Jeremy, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what's she doing?
Nothing.
She sent me a text.
I had to go to her hometown, Joplin, over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I told her about that.
So I was texting her. She was telling me places to go.
How did... There's places to go?
There's places to go.
I'm genuinely honest with you, so I've never been to Joplin, Missouri in my life.
I've
never
driven through it, I think.
My oldest kid happened to have a baseball tournament there against, I don't know, kids from Oklahoma and Arkansas or whatever. So I guess that's like a central point in the Midwest.
Okay.
So it's not what she explained.
She
made it seem like there was like a stagecoach and like one light. It is a giant suburb. Picture a giant suburb with everything you could have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no city for it to be a suburb of.
Like no downtown.
So you just come from nothing into a giant suburb and then you leave. And there's like a small, like older downtown you can tell. Looks like a little, you know, cowboy thing going on. Like, you know, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, this is the original downtown Joplin or whatever. But everything is just like, you know, Olive Garden, and just like if you spun around 700 times, you'd be like, oh, this is, it could be any suburb in America.
I went there once, but it was right after they had those devastating tornadoes.
Yeah,
so like the only thing I know of that town is just like complete decimation and destruction.
But, Julia, you'll like this. They have a, I forget the name of the place, it's called like Fred and something, right? Fred and Red's or something, and she said, you got to go try this place and get this thing called Spaghetti Red. So I'm like, cool. I walk in. There's 20 seats in this place. Just a bunch of, I mean, you know, the people are from Joplin. And they're all sitting there. And I order this Spaghetti Red. It's perfect Detroit Coney chili.
Oh.
Like you would get from anywhere. If you went to, you know, any Leo's or National or whatever, right? Perfect. And then just on spaghetti.
Fred and Red's. That's it. You're right.
It's delicious, but I was like, I was expecting some, but somehow they made Coney chili in this place in Joplin. It's been around like 100 years, and it's exactly what it is, and it's just on spaghetti. It's great. Like, even the people, like, were putting mustard and onions in the spaghetti.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Historic Greasy Spoon Diner in Joplin. Looks really good.
It was good.
How did the baseball tournament go?
They did okay.
Did you, like, have to stay there the night, or did you drive back?
I stayed in a hotel
so
for
there's
one
a,
night.
There's a hotel. I just really didn't know, like, if it was, like, I don't know. I know that I've driven
by it. I'm being honest.
But,
like, look around. If you live in a suburb, spin around three times, that's what it looks like.
But she's from, like, a suburb of that place.
Yeah, she might be from a smaller place, but
yeah,
like, you wouldn't, like, you could live in Joplin.
Okay.
They even have their own radio stations. Two guys in the morning, they had, I saw a billboard, they were giving devil horns, and it was like, Mike and Chris, rock hard in the morning.
Sick.
Yeah.
What?
That's what it said. It said rock hard in the morning.
They got a billboard?
They had a billboard.
We don't have billboards.
And they were giving devil horns, man.
When's the last time you even considered the thought that we might have a billboard?
We have one right there.
That's not a real billboard.
That was a real billboard.
Yeah, that. Are you talking about that little miniature billboard?
But that went up around the city.
To be kind of?
Yeah, but I'm talking about.
Curious of what one semester of junior college sounds like?
Oh,
remember
those?
Yeah, but you put that up. I'm saying, like, it's different for you to say, hey, I'm going to go find a billboard and put up a billboard for us, which we should probably do. But, you know, there was a time. I'll bet Fred and Mike, or whatever their names are, Red and
right.
Fred and Red.
Red
whatever.
And Fred make
Red
the spaghetti.
And Fred. Okay.
They're not the guys in the morning.
They didn't put up their own billboard. I'll bet their company put it up for them.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
It's like, you know, Mike and rock and. And it says rock hard in the morning.
It actually said that?
Literally rock hard in the morning.
Man, what a gig.
Yeah, huh?
Do you think that's like being the mayor of a really small town where you have a day job?
Well, I bet you it's so good. I bet you those guys, man, they don't pay for a drink. They've never paid for Spaghetti Red.
That's
true. They just
true.
Roll in. They're like, what's up, Tony? Rock hard in the morning. And then that dude gets free everything.
So you think they make like it's a full-time job?
Oh, yeah, I don't think they make much money.
Right, but it's...
But I think they do not run out of perks.
Yeah. Fred and Red, man. Free spaghetti.
Fred and Red is a spaghetti place, man.
Sorry, Mike and Carl. King Carl. What was his name?
I don't
Mike,
remember.
It doesn't matter, but it's two guys, and they rock you in the morning. Laszlo said earlier that he's going to be undateable forever. That's his belief. Well, someone sent us something, and maybe this will persuade you a little bit, but I'm going to tell you why... You might want to rethink that, Laszlo, because if you think you're undateable, well, literally, it just says, think again, and I'm going to tell you why maybe you shouldn't remain undateable.
The Church of Laszlo.
Oh, man, Laszlo.
What?
Get ready. You're going to realize that you've been doing it all wrong this whole time.
Okay.
This was sent to me, and it says, do you think you're better off alone? You answered yes. Think again.
Right.
Okay? Here's why being in a relationship is far superior to being single.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah, explain it to me because I don't get it.
Well, I didn't write this.
Well, I know you three are in relationships, and I mean, you know, fairly miserable, but happy, right?
All right, well.
I mean, you're all three happy, right?
I'm not going to give you personal anecdotes here. I'm just going to tell you what this article says about why you shouldn't, you know, think that you're better off alone. Relationships make you a better person. That's the very first thing that they talk about.
Oh, really?
When you live with someone, you have to learn how to be your best self because your partner won't put up with it if you give them your worst tendencies or get too comfortable in your bad habits, which is what you were just talking about, Lazo, learning to give a little bit and, you know, find those areas of compromise.
That sounds nice.
Well, it makes you a better person. That's what it says. Okay, okay, okay. I get it. That's a little deeper and perhaps a little more nuanced, but the rest of these you can't argue. You won't have to waste time dating when you're in a relationship.
Why is that wasting time?
Well, you're going out. You're trying to meet people. You got the app, right? You're trying to swipe right, left, figure out if you want to go on a first date with any of these people. You got to go meet them. You got to worry that they're going to say something.
Man.
Yeah, it sucks. Listen to Snow Cone. It sucks.
What? Dating?
Trying to find
someone
to date.
It's just when you have someone to date, you don't have to worry about any of that anymore. It's really
any of what? Like going out and having fun? Meeting someone new, kissing someone for the first time?
Sure. That's
the good part.
You're thinking of the good part of it. But
yeah.
Talking about the awkward phases, the getting to know someone, the having to pick a place to go, to plan everything. It's annoying.
As opposed to the awkward phase of I'd rather not go over to your house right now, but I have to.
Laszlo.
That's not
right. That happens when you're in a relationship. I'd rather not see you right now. I'd rather not argue with you late at night about something.
Laszlo.
I wish we weren't screaming at each other, throwing things at each other. I wish we weren't fighting.
Well, sure. I mean, if that happens enough, then we
right. But it never happens when you're dating.
But the dating
hopefully never.
Right. It never happens when you're dating.
You're wasting a lot of time dating though.
Wasting time because what? But what am I? What's my end goal?
Right. But the thing is,
not
everyone that you're swiping with there on Tinder is going to be someone that you end up meeting or having sex with. You know, that's wasted time.
Why is that wasted time?
Because your goal there is to meet someone and have sex with them.
Texting your girlfriend six times during the show to find out what sort of chicken breast and oat milk you're supposed to bring home. That's wasting time.
All right, moving on. You know, just agree to disagree, but they say that you can stop wasting time dating when you're with someone and that it is a waste of time, so fine. The next one you can't argue, sex. Sex, baby, sex. When you're with someone, you can have sex as much as you want. You have a consistent, comfortable partner to go home to and make love to, right?
Boring. Boring.
Laszlo, you can't argue that. Couples have more sex than single people,
wrong.
And that's a fact. It says so right here. Couples have more sex than single people. It says this may come as a shock, given that there's a stereotype of the sex-crazed single who hooks up every night with someone new thanks to Tinder and a thriving club scene. But in reality, married couples have them all beat. A study of almost 6,000 people found that 61% of singles between the ages 25 and 59 hadn't had sex within the last year, while only 18% of married couples hadn't had sex within the last year. So they just have more sex. They just do.
In the year?
Well, that's one example there. But in the last year, there was quite a few dudes there that said that you know, they hadn't had, or quite a few people there said they hadn't had sex in the last year. Far more than the people who were in a relationship.
Not necessarily true in all cases.
I'm just saying, according to statistics, people in relationships have sex more than people who aren't in relationships. That's all.
But I don't necessarily believe, I mean, I don't know who they're asking. I don't know that you, in the last month, have had more sex than I have. Slim.
It's a study of random people.
I know, but I'm just asking. I don't think that you have.
Well, we'll never know, I suppose. But
I got a pretty good idea.
In general, people who are in relationships have more
guess.
Sex. You know that makes sense, too. It makes sense. You can easily strike out for months at a time when you're single trying to find someone to hook up with.
It yeah, but then when you do out. Hook up with them, you have it like 17 times in 3 days. It's new, it's fast, it's refreshing, it's interesting. It's like the first time you had sex with your girlfriend. You did it all the time in a week or 2 weeks. Every time you saw each other, you had sex. Now you're just going home watching Stranger Things, hoping she goes to bed before you so you can...
Whoa! Snow Cone.
That's
believe
true.
That. Okay, moving on, Mr.
Unless you call that sex.
Call what sex? Sex
or masturbating while your girlfriend goes to sleep?
No, I don't have to do that because I have a girlfriend. If I want to have sex, I can just have sex.
And yeah, but you don't want to anymore.
To make sure that
I know
other people are miserable, that they can't be happy.
I'm just reading you the facts here, buddy.
I'm just telling you
the facts. I know you're Rico Suave over there, getting laid whenever you like. But for a lot of people, that's not
when you meet
the case.
Up with somebody, you have it more often. Once you're in a relationship, how many times do you really have it?
If you're meeting up with someone and you keep having sex with the same person, that sounds an awful lot like a relationship to me. That's not...
relationships don't last for months. When you first start dating someone, you have sex a lot. This is just, everyone knows this. The first time you hook up with someone, you have sex a lot. And then you get into a relationship. Now, how long have you been in your relationship?
Are you going to make me click the link to this study? Because I guarantee you they did their research and we're just doing this on the fly. The bottom line is they said people in relationships have more sex than people who don't. Okay. Fine, moving on. Well, let's just say that's not even true. Let's say that that's totally wrong and that sex is better as a single person, even though a lot of single people apparently have a hard time getting laid. The next one says, you can't argue this one. A relationship fills your heart.
With
mutual
hatred.
Love and care.
With
and some
hatred.
Of them, they're some of the most powerful
with
experiences
cynicism and
you
hatred.
Can have in your life. It makes you feel seen, understood, and validated, Lazo. You're the one always saying you just need someone to validate you.
Right.
You're always talking about how no one ever validates you.
I just need someone to see me.
Every relationship has ended because, you know, he's trying to find someone to validate.
Yep.
Being able to express your love to another person fills your heart with meaning and floods your body with something called the love hormone, oxytocin.
Nice.
So we're getting more oxytocin over here on this end of the table.
Hell yeah, man. I'm drowning in oxytocin.
That's right. Life is better, baby. Better. All right.
I'm happy
they
for
keep
you guys.
Going. They keep going. So you want your heart to not be filled with love and happiness. That's fine.
I didn't say that.
Well, you.
I mean, maybe that's where you get me. Maybe you guys are just, in general, more happier, upbeat, non-depressed people. I mean, I'm looking at two or three of you, and I don't believe it. But Julia seems to be happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Moving to the next one.
You guys look like you could end it
any
morning.
Moving to the next one. Quit projecting. Jesus. The next reason you're better off in a relationship, less stress when you're in a relationship. Yeah. This is from a study from the University of Chicago that found that people in committed long-term relationships produce less cortisol, which is the stress hormone, than people who are not in relationships. The research suggests that this is because people in long-term partnerships are less susceptible to the psychological stress, possibly because they have a stronger base of well-being and stability due to their relationship. So, more oxytocin. Less cortisol.
Do you find yourself less stressed?
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
I'm just asking.
I mean, I've never been single, but it sounds stressful. Sounds stressful. Next one. You live longer. I've already told you this one before.
That I do believe.
For decades, life expectancy statistics have shown that people who are married or in long-term relationships live longer than their unmarried counterparts.
Yeah.
Researchers attribute this. You know what, though? Okay, this one I'll go with you a little bit. Because my thing is with that, because they've been saying that for years now. Isn't part of that, though, too, that you're, like, out dating, doing stuff, having fun?
Yes, of course. That's what I was going to say.
I mean, you're going to
because
the bar.
You're sitting, you're drinking, and you're doing whatever
you're getting
you
awesome
want.
Blossoms and stuff.
You're buying
and, like,
Corvettes
out.
Doing whatever you want.
Staying out late and, like, you know, it's a
yeah,
first
when you're married,
time.
You're like, yeah.
You go to bed on time. You read
right,
a book before bed. Like, you know, the live longer thing, I don't know that that's a great pitch. I don't know that they should always include that. If you're the kind of person who's really just looking for longevity, then fine. But otherwise, I think you got to be careful with that one. Next, Lazo. The benefit of being in a relationship, you have an adventure buddy. Don't you ever wish you had an adventure buddy so you didn't have to travel solo all the time? They say traveling solo can be amazing. It's a good experience.
Sure.
But in the end, it's always better
to
have someone with you to shape those experiences. It says when you're single, it can be hard to coordinate adventures with friends and family because they'll have different schedules and busy lives. When you're in a relationship, however, you have a live-in travel buddy, an adventure partner.
Okay.
Don't you wish you had an adventure partner?
I don't.
A little bit, you probably do. You never just thought you wanted to pick up and go to Disneyland or something, and you're not going to go alone. That'd be weird.
Disneyland would be weird, but...
Yeah, it'd be weird, but if you
but
had...
other places wouldn't.
Like what? Just, I mean, come on, in general, if you're going to go traveling, it'd be nice to have an adventure
not
buddy,
all the time.
A travel partner.
You always want your girlfriend to go to, you know, Atlantic City with you?
I get like a weekend getaway, but for vacations and stuff,
But like Atlantic City, pick up and travel,
but
so
I would
maybe
say,
you just travel in shorter times. Like, you want to go to, you know, New Mexico, Santa Fe for a week. Maybe I don't do that because it might get boring, but, you know, maybe I just travel more and go for a shorter amount of time.
The point is, it's adventure. In general, if you want to go on an adventure, you have a built-in partner there to go on an adventure with. Now, you have kids, so you can go on adventures with them, too,
sure.
So that's a little different. But for the most part, I understand what they're saying here, that you have someone to hang out. It's not just an adventure. It's someone to do anything with. If you want to go to dinner, if you want to go to a movie, if you just don't want to be alone, you got someone around, right?
Maybe well, I guess that's a reason to be with someone so that you're not lonely.
Yes. Well, you say that sarcastically. Yeah. Look at how he says it.
I'd rather be with you. That's no, I don't necessarily like you, but I mean, it's better. Like, it's almost like you just want to die with me.
Yeah.
You want to die with me?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if we really get along that much, but, you know, but we're going to go through old age here, maybe travel to Nebraska for a vacation. And I ain't got anybody else to go with. You got anybody else to go with? They're like, nah, I ain't got anybody else to go with. You're like, all right, cool. Well, why don't you just be my person? We'll just grow old together and die. Okay.
That's one way of looking at it. This is why he's so much projection. So undateable.
That is the sound of settling, my friends.
Okay, fine. You know what? I feel like I'm not even going to tell you the last one here.
Ba-ba!
Okay, we're done. That's what your life sounds like. I think we're done.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.